High in the Andes, the North Yungas Road goes from La Paz, the highest capital city in the world, to Coroico in the Yungas region of Bolivia. The road is only about 3 meters wide, and the Coroico River lies 200 meters below. Bolivians call it El Camino de la Muerte, Death Road, because of the number of accidents, and in 1995 it was officially declared the most dangerous road in the world. Since a new road opened in 2006, there are fewer buses and lorries on the old road. But now, thousands of mountain bikers come from all over the world to have the most exciting ride of their lives. They start at La Cumbre, 4,700 meters above sea level, and go down to 1,525 meters, travelling at nearly 80 kilometers an hour down the narrow road. During the rainy season, from December to March, only experienced cyclists can take part. But some die every year on the road. So, why do people do it? Andrew Jagu, 26, from Melbourne, said after finishing the ride, "If you go to London, you have to see London Bridge. And if you go to Sydney, you have to see the Opera House. And if you go to Bolivia, you have to do the most dangerous road." Marta Solberg, 22, from Norway, said, "A lot of people said it was fun, but I was scared of falling over and dying. I was worried because I had no experience of mountain biking. One mistake and you were dead. I asked myself 1,000 times, why am I doing this?"